Have you ever messed up something so bad that the only way to fix it is to seek the assistance of a specially trained individual? Semi-automatic shotguns and fishing reels are two things that come to my mind. But how about our ecology? We are constantly transporting living things all over the world. Take the bullfrog, for instance. Bullfrogs are more well-traveled than most people. With our assistance, they have found their way into Asia, Europe, South America, and Western USA, as well as British Columbia. How do you fix that? Today's Angler and Hunter Radio topic is about just that, the invasive species problem in Ontario.
Yamaha Canada proudly presents the Angler and Hunter Radio Show, the voice of anglers and hunters. On today's show,
Crystal Mitchell from the OFAH Invasive Species Program drops by to talk about environmental intruders and some new programs geared at identifying and preventing their spread in Ontario. Senior wildlife biologist with the OFAH, Mark Rickman, brings us up to date on the results of last year's spring bear hunt and what's in store for this season. I caught up with Conservation Education Coordinator with the Mario Cortolucci Hunting and Fishing Heritage Center, Maribeth Burley, and others for the center's fifth birthday. And MNRF News, plus the Quebec Outfitters Feature Destination of the Week, and more on today's Angler and Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to the fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all Polaris and all on sale during the XP sales event. Get rebates as high as $1,400 with a free one-year warranty on every new machine. Sportsman 570s get an $800 rebate. Save $1,000 on Ranger XP 900, the world's top utility side-by-side. See your Polaris dealer now. Offers valid in Canada, subject to credit approval, and valid on new 2008 through 2015 models. Good through 4/30/15. See dealer for details. Adult model vehicles are for helmeted riders age 16 and older.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp,
a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
If it's turkey hunting supplies you need, come to TSE Stores. We're excited about turkey hunting season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSE Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Hey everybody, Mike D here from South Bend Slunkerville. Don't forget to be a part of North America's largest fishing derby, the 35th annual Orillia Perch Festival in Orillia, Ontario. It's 22 days of fun and fishing from April 18th till May 9th. There's over $50,000 in cash prizes available and other big prizes, including a brand new Lund boat and a $3,500 shopping spree at Walmart. So come on down and say hi and go out and catch you some perch. For complete information, go to Orillia.com.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence.
Welcome to the voice of Ontario Anglers and Hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings. Did you know that there are invaders amongst us? Well, there are. They come into Ontario in many different ways and can be found in the form of plants, fish, and wildlife. So joining me today is Crystal Mitchell, Invasive Species Awareness Program with the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. Crystal, welcome to Angler and Hunter Radio.
Hi, Randy.
So, we're talking about invasive species today. What is an invasive species?
So an invasive species is a non-native species to Ontario that arrives in our areas, in our natural environments, and it can cause ecological harm as well as economic harm, and sometimes even harm to human health.
Okay, so these are living organisms that have somehow found their way into our province. And
yeah.
And some people may know of some of these plants or animals, and some listeners may not.
Yeah.
So that's why we're doing this today. So how are they, these invasive species are in Ontario. How are they spreading? Like, what's causing them to get, like, is it our environment that's suitable for them, or is it a bunch of different things? What's causing their spread?
So when invasive species arrive in Ontario, they're coming without their natural predators in tow. So a lot of the time, they really take over an area, and this leads to accidental spread through a lot of different pathways. So we have different types of recreational activities that a lot of us like to enjoy. So that includes things like recreational boating, hiking on trails, and all of that can accidentally be spreading invasive species across our province. So sometimes people, when they're boating, if they're boating through an area that's infested with invasive plants per se, like a Eurasian water milfoil, some of those plants can attach to boats, and that's going to spread them to other areas. Same thing goes for zebra mussels. Some might stick to the bottom of a boat, and if that boat is moved to a new water body, it's spreading that invasive species.
Right. So they kind of just get carried from one place to another. Maybe our minnow buckets too, that type of
exactly.
thing?
Exactly, yeah. It's illegal to dump your bait buckets in any water body in Ontario, and that's the prime reason. There might be some invasive species or disease in your bait bucket, and you don't want to be spreading that to a new area.
Right, so this is obviously something that we need to pay some attention to. Now, what is it that the Invasive Species Awareness Program is doing to help not only kind of curb their spread, but maybe to eradicate some of these species?
So the Invasive Species Awareness Program is a joint education and awareness program with the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters and the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry. So we've been in operation since 1992, and this program is really geared to spreading awareness of invasive species for the general public, offering resources, information, and we have lots of different tools for people to get access to that information. So we have an invasive species hotline that people can call and get information, or if they see something that just isn't right and they're not sure what it is, they think it might be an invasive species, they can call that number. We also have invadingspecies.com, which is a great resource for people looking to learn a bit more, as well as a new reporting tool for distribution, which is called EdMaps Ontario.
Okay.
So that's a great resource as well.
We'll be back with more from Crystal Mitchell and Invasive Species after these important words from our sponsors.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures and line, to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH camouflage lumbar pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
If it's turkey hunting supplies you need, come to TSE Stores. We're excited about turkey hunting season two. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. We're talking to Crystal Mitchell about invasive species in Ontario and what we can do to help out.
And we also have a lot of different programs going on. Specifically this summer, we have a new initiative called the Tournament Outreach Project.
Okay. So, did you know that I still fish tournaments?
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been fishing them for 30 years. I'm still trying to win one.
Yeah. Well, competitive anglers are a great target audience for our messaging because they can really act as an ambassador for other recreational anglers.
Okay.
So, the focus of the project is really that we're gearing our messaging to competitive anglers so they know what to do at the launch to mm-hmm. prevent the spread of aquatic invasive species. So like I mentioned before, it's that aquatic invasive species like zebra mussels, invasive plants, spiny water flea is a new one, and making sure that they're really paying attention to cleaning their boat, draining all the water out of their live wells, and making sure that they're not spreading those invasives.
Yeah, and I can see that because maybe if they're fishing, you know, somewhere where there's zebra mussels and then they go to another lake somewhere where,
right.
you know, there are no zebra mussels and they haven't taken care of these simple little steps,
yeah.
you know, there could be a problem. So how, other than through our media here at Angler and Hunter Radio,
How are you reaching out to the tournament anglers, or how can they reach out to you?
Okay, so we will have web content for this project on our website, invadingspecies.com.
Mm-hmm.
But the project is actually with our staff. We're going to be attending club events throughout the Lake Simcoe and the Kawartha Lakes watershed through between May and August. So we're going to be out there doing outreach. We're going to have free boat inspection and washing stations with us. So that's going to allow us to really show anglers what they can do to wash off their boats.
That's a great idea. Any other programs that are going on right now that you can make us aware of?
Yeah. So those reporting tools that I mentioned before are key for anyone to take focus on. If you're out hiking and you see an invasive plant, we have a mobile application that's associated with EdMaps Ontario.
Right.
So you can take a picture with your phone. You have a GPS right there. So that's super helpful for us tracking invasives across
Ontario.
So if we
see something that just doesn't, you know, look like something that we've seen normally.
Yeah.
Whether it be a plant, mineral, vegetable, right?
Yeah.
Maybe not so much mineral.
So we have all that information for ID on those websites.
Okay.
But if you just aren't quite sure and you take a photo, it gets sent to our staff at OFAH, and we go through those and verify what it is.
Oh, nice.
So it doesn't get added to the distribution maps unless it's guaranteed that it is an invasive species.
Very good. So one more time, Crystal, it's invadingspecies.com. It's EdMaps. And then, of course, with EdMaps, we get our app, right? And that can help us take a picture of, you know, something and report it and actually GPS the location where we've seen it.
Yep. www.eddmaps.org/Ontario.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming out and joining us today, and good luck with your boat washing this year. I'll go to all the events and get my boat, my Alumacraft washed at every single event.
Great.
Thanks again, Crystal.
Thank you.
For more information or to report a sighting, you can call our invasive species hotline at 1-800-563-7711.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence. Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time on the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to the fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique pre-flex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof. They're all at your Polaris dealer, and they're all on sale now during the Polaris XP sales event. For a limited time, rebates go as high as $1,400, and every new machine comes with a free one-year warranty. Take home a legendary Sportsman 570 ATV and get an $800 rebate. Or save $1,000 on Ranger XP 900, the world's top utility side-by-side. This is the perfect time to search the world's biggest off-road lineup and find the machine to match your passion for the off-road. It's the Polaris XP sales event. Rebates as high as $1,400 with a free one-year warranty on every new machine. Today is the best day to get Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs at your Polaris dealer. Offers valid in Canada, subject to credit approval, and valid on new 2008 through 2015 models. Good through 4/30/15. See dealer for details. Adult model vehicles are for helmeted riders age 16 and older.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
If it's turkey hunting supplies you need, come to TSE Stores. We're excited about turkey hunting season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings, and you're listening to my chat with Senior Wildlife Biologist with the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters, Mark Rickman, on the Ontario Spring Bear Hunt.
Welcome to Angler and Hunter Radio.
Thanks, Randy.
So some of our listeners may not know this, but we have spring bear hunting in Ontario. And can you give me a little bit of background on the spring bear hunting and hows and whens and whys and that sort of thing?
Sure. Early in 2014, the Ministry of Natural Resources decided to initiate a two-year pilot program, an early spring bear hunt that would run for 2 years from May 1st to June 15th in both 2014 and 2015. In direct response to municipalities' concerns, and I guess the concerns of local and provincial police forces about the number of human bear conflicts and that were occurring, as well as the perception of increased interactions and dangers from increasing bear populations. So the pilot spring bear hunt was in direct response to those concerns.
Okay, so you know, the government's seen maybe a need to do this, and it was at a pilot level, obviously. And once again this spring, we're having another bear hunt. Now, not to get too far ahead of myself, after last year's spring bear hunt, what kind of was there a sounding board? Was there some sort of review made? Did we get some results from it?
Yeah, the MNR was doing their best to assess the quote unquote success or failure of the first year of the bear hunt. It's really early to tell. You can't tell much from a single year, but I do know that the MNR was examining the number of calls to the provincial BearWise reporting line, the number of calls that police forces received from people. They got an assessment of how many human bear conflicts were occurring. They were looking at the number of bear hunters that were on the landscape, the number of bears that were harvested, what the feeling of the municipalities that were included in the bear hunt areas, what their feelings were about the how the hunt was going and how successful it might be, and options for improvement or change, as well as just broader stakeholder perspectives on the early bear hunt pilot. The pilot itself is limited to Northern Ontario and only 8 wildlife management units within Northern Ontario. So it's a very limited bear hunt in comparison to the spring bear hunt that we had prior to 1999.
Okay, so any numbers in terms of harvest or anything that's come back on that yet?
Yeah, we do have some data on the first year of the bear pilot project. Prior to the end of the 2014 spring season, so up to June 16th of 2014, 3,288 black bear licenses were sold, and they're for residents only, and they were actually gave the authority to hunt in both the spring season in those 8 wildlife management units, as well as in the fall bear season, anywhere there is a fall bear season. About 50% of those license holders responded to the mandatory questionnaire, and about 847 hunters reported actively hunting in the spring, and all told, 193 bears were harvested.
More from Mark Rickman and spring bear hunting in Ontario when we return with more Angler and Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit KingfisherMultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll-free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of Fish Crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
If it's turkey hunting supplies you need, come to TSE Stores. We're excited about turkey hunting season two. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Welcome back to the voice of Ontario Anglers and Hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings, and you're listening to my talk with Senior Wildlife Biologist with the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters, Mark Rickman, on the Ontario Spring Bear Hunt.
Okay, so we've got some good numbers back on harvest. Did we get any sort of a response from just generally the social aspect of it in terms of local residents?
That really hasn't been divulged yet, although we do know that there was a soft and hard mast failure in portions of Ontario last year. So the number of calls that were submitted to the BearWise reporting line was actually higher than it typically is as a result of that food failure. We do know that most of the municipalities that are participating are happy that the ministry is doing something. There are plenty of municipalities that were not included in the pilot area that are upset about it and want to be included in any sort of future spring bear hunt that goes forward. So there's quite a bit of positivity around it. And I guess most importantly is that in the areas that had spring bear hunts in 2014, there were absolutely no incidents reported of hunters doing anything that they were not supposed to be doing. Our main concern was the accidental orphaning of cubs, which is obviously a main concern of the animal rights activists, and one of the reasons they launched a legal case against the government for proposing this spring bear season, but no incidents like that were reported, and that's really the main take-home message for year one.
And that's great. And we already can surmise, we know that hunters are law-abiding citizens, which is something we already knew. But it's also good to hear that we had some positive response. Now, on the upside of it for hunters, there's a real opportunity here, and this is an opportunity to do some spring hunting for bear that you wouldn't normally have, because in fact it is still a pilot project. So with that being said, how do our listeners find out more information about the spring bear hunt, where they can hunt, and how they can apply for a tag?
Yeah, they can get more information at either the MNRF website or the OFAH website. There's pretty detailed information there. They can feel free to call the head office, the OFAH head office here, and I can speak to them directly and give them some information and some tips. One of the benefits is, or I shouldn't say a benefit, I guess an issue is that it is highly restricted. It is running for only one more year, as far as we know. That's the only guarantee that we have, is that it will run for this spring, and then it's up in the air after that. So I encourage people to get out there and, like last year, purchase their license, get out in the spring season, and enjoy that that opportunity, because it may not be around for much longer. We will certainly be pushing the MNR to expand that hunt at the very least, if not reinstate the full spring bear hunt across Ontario's bear range. But there is no guarantee that we will be successful in that respect. So the opportunity exists in some shape or form right now. So if possible, get out there and participate.
And really, yeah, actually a great point, Mark. For our listeners and our members, if you want to send a strong message to the government that we want this and more hunting opportunities reinstated, participation is the best way to do it. Now, with that being said, the future of this, you've already said that, you know, they're encapsulating these two pilot years. Any other information for the future, or just we're just going to kind of trudge ahead?
We're going to have to wait and see what the results of year two of the pilot project are, and we'll know those mid to late 2015. And at that point, we'll be engaging the MNR in discussions, and like I said, we will be pushing them to, at the very least, maintain what exists now, and hopefully expand across Northern Ontario, and ideally across all of Ontario's bear range. So we'll be initiating those discussions later this year.
That's great, Mark. Well, thanks for joining us today, and for all you aspiring bear hunters out there, now's the time to take advantage of some phenomenal spring bear hunting. Don't forget, you can call the OFAH here, and Mark Rickman will help you steer you in the right direction. Thanks again, Mark.
Thanks, Randy.
Don't go fishing now. We'll return with MNRF News after these messages.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores. Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you, with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof. They're all at your Polaris dealer, and they're all on sale now during the Polaris XP sales event. For a limited time, rebates go as high as $1,400, and every new machine comes with a free one-year warranty.
take home a legendary Sportsman 570 ATV and get an $800 rebate. Or save $1,000 on Ranger XP 900, the world's top utility side-by-side. This is the perfect time to search the world's biggest off-road lineup and find the machine to match your passion for the off-road. It's the Polaris XP sales event. Rebates as high as $1,400 with a free one-year warranty on every new machine. Today is the best day to get Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs at your Polaris dealer. Offers valid in Canada, subject to credit approval, and valid on new 2008 through 2015 models. Good through 4/30/15. See dealer for details. Adult model vehicles are for helmeted riders age 16 and older.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
If it's turkey hunting supplies you need, come to TSE Stores. We're excited about turkey hunting season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings, and this is your MNRF News. Two Markham men have been fined a total of $4,000 for catching and keeping more sunfish than permitted. The two men pleaded guilty to catching and keeping more than the conservation license limit of sunfish and were each fined $2,000. Both men had their fishing licenses suspended for 1 year. They also pleaded guilty to transporting fish unlawfully taken and both received a suspended sentence. Court heard that on May 6, 2014, the two men were angling on the shores of Lake Simcoe when they were checked by York Regional Police officers. The officers determined the men were over their limit of sunfish. The information was passed on to a conservation officer with the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry for investigation. The two had 236 sunfish, 186 more than allowed under the conservation fishing license. Justice of the Peace, Marie-Christine Smythe, heard the case in an Ontario Court of Justice, Newmarket, on March 30, 2015. For further information on fishing regulations, please consult the Ontario Fishing Regulations Summary, available at ontario.ca/fishing. To report a natural resources violation, call the MNRF Tips Line at 1-877-847-7667, toll-free anytime, or contact your local ministry office during regular business hours. You can also call Crime Stoppers anonymously at 1-800-222-8477. We'll return with the Quebec Outfitters Feature Destination of the Week and more on today's Angler and Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time on the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to the fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures and line, to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. You know, I love hunting small game and fishing for brook trout. Well, I caught up with Denny LeBrun a while back to talk about the great outdoor opportunities offered at Bryson Lodge in Quebec.
Denny LeBrun from Bryson Lake Lodge in Quebec. How are you doing, Denny?
Very good, thank you.
I know as a lake trout fisherman that is a great time to fish when that ice first goes out. Now, is it the same out your way?
It sure is. That's when we get a lot of the bigger lake trout in up to 30 pounds. I know the record at Bryson Lake, it was 45 pounds.
Wow.
But the common size we're catching is around 3 to 7 pounds.
But still, like an average fish, that's a big lake trout. And I looked at your website and seen the photos of all the big fish. And I don't think I like doing anything more than that, other than going catching them myself, obviously.
Well, we also have brook trout fishing in seven other lakes,
mm-hmm.
which is very popular. And we're also well known for our big walleye and northern pike.
So you've got a good variety. Obviously, got trophy lake trout and the opportunity to maybe catch a record lake trout by the sounds of it. For brook trout, what kind of size can we expect?
Yes, last year we actually, like I said, we got 10 that were over 5 pounds. So that was really a nice surprise for a lot of people that were out fishing for these smaller brook trout and ended up pulling in a 5-pounder.
Wow.
Even my daughter, who's 9 years old, caught one that was 5.5 pounds.
That's huge. Now, for our fly fishing enthusiasts, are there opportunities for them as well?
Yes, it's any kind of fishing you'd like to do, fly fish or spinners. A lot of people last year were actually catching them with small jigs, and that was something that we're going to be exploring a lot more next year.
Very interesting. Oh, very, very interesting. So now, when we go to your lodge, is it necessary for us to bring a boat? Do you have boats available? What do we need to bring when we go on a fishing trip?
Typically, most people, about half of the customers we have, bring their own boats.
Mm-hmm.
We do have gravel roads to get into our camp. But like I was saying, 50% of them do bring them, and we do rent out really nice boats if guys don't want to, if they don't have their own boats.
Right, okay.
We rent out 14-foot boats and 16-foot boats with seats. We have 15-horsepower motors
nice.
And also 20-horsepower motors.
Okay, and so a 14-foot boat would be adequate if our listeners had like something in a 14 or 16-foot would be okay for those lakes.
That would be fine. We have a lot of people bring up some pretty big fiberglass boats with in excess of 100 horsepower motors. But what's really I wanted to stress is that this is a place where there's a lot of different fish species. So an average group, it's rare to find an outfitter with walleye, pike, and the trout species. So this way, if you've got a bigger group of guys or girls that want to fish for many species, they can go fishing for the walleye in the mornings. They got trout, and then they go back for pike and lake trout, and then they can go back to the walleye in the evening. So there's a lot of fishing opportunities for many different people that might not have ever tried walleye or pike or never tried the trout species.
That is amazing. And for aspiring new anglers who just want to, they want to learn something, do you have a guiding type service?
Yes, we do. We do have a guide service. It's not necessary,
mm-hmm.
but we do have a guide service, especially for those lake trout that a lot of people might not know how to catch.
Right.
But that's available in the evenings. If you want to hire a guy to go out for the evening fish for walleye, you can show the jigging techniques and different trolling methods as well.
Well, that's awesome. So, and I really like the idea of that. You can bring your own boat. You can rent a boat. If you're just kind of new and you just want to try it out and go and experience some Quebec wilderness, you can go up and get a guide. So that's great for the fishing part. Now, what about our listeners who enjoy hunting? Do you have some hunting opportunities up there?
Yes, we do have a fall moose hunt, which is actually an early season hunt. We're starting this year as of the 18th of September.
Okay.
So this is during the rut, which is really a peak time. And we run a three-week season that goes till October the 9th. So this is actually before the regular season starts outside of our territory, and it's any weapon. You can shoot with a bow, a muzzleloader, or even a rifle in the early season.
Okay. That's interesting. And good success rates? Good.
Yes, high success rate. Quebec is known for lots of moose and the accessibility of tags, which means that you can actually come to an outfitter and have the tag kind of included, bought over the counter. And this season I also have 5 cow tags, which is another bonus where we're just kind of giving them out to the customers. And if they do choose to shoot a cow moose, that they can do that.
That's great. And, it's getting more and more difficult here in Ontario to get tags. So for our listeners who maybe want to go and experience a new spot, I think there's a real opportunity there for them. Now, other than hunting for moose, what else do you have available up there?
We have a spring black bear hunt that begins on the 15th of May, and it goes to the end of June. So it's a very long season. It's actually 7 weeks.
Okay.
We also have a small game hunting in the fall as well, after our moose season. And our small game is mostly ruffed grouse and snowshoe hare.
Okay.
But there's a lot of small game where we are, so there's a lot of fun.
These
birds
great.
Have not really been hunted.
Mm-hmm.
And the customers really have a good time. We normally don't take a lot of customers. We'll probably take 30 hunters for the whole season of 3 weeks, and they shoot in upwards of 400 birds.
Wow. So that's great grouse hunting. And, grouse hunting is something that I've always enjoyed. Would it be possible for somebody to bring, if they had a hunting dog, like a bird dog, could they bring that with them too?
Absolutely, yes. We're very pet-friendly at Bryson Lake Lodge, and love to have you bring up your dog. And it would be a great spot to train a young dog that's just learning. These birds tend to hold pretty tight, and they're not a bird that you're going to basically flush a kilometer away. These birds will stay right till you can walk up to them, and then they kind of slowly walk away.
Nice. So that'd be great for pointers and,
yep.
Like you say, new flushing dogs. So that's it sounds like a real paradise you got up there.
Yes, we're very fortunate up at Bryson Lake, for sure.
So with all of these opportunities, family-friendly, let's say you want to go up and bring your wife and your kids up.
Yeah, we have some really good specials in July and August for families to come up. We're basically giving fishing vacations for 6 nights, 7 days. And we're charging $7.99 for the family to come up, 2 adults, and all the kids under 12 are free.
Nice.
And if you're coming up with some teenagers, 13 to 17, they're charged half price, they'd be $150, or an additional adult will be like $300 to come up for the week.
Wow.
And that price includes a 14-foot aluminum boat.
That's great. So there's some great opportunities for family. Sounds like your prices are very reasonable. And hunting and fishing opportunities for our listeners out there, even if you just were to Google Bryson Lake Lodge and look at some of these photos. But in terms of accessibility and your customers getting to the lodge, how can they, you say there's a gravel road, they can just drive right there?
Yeah, where we're located is about 3.5 hours northwest of Ottawa.
Okay.
It's about 200 kilometers total, but the last 70 kilometers is gravel road. It's graded once a month, and the last 16 kilometers to come into our camp is maintained by us, so it's really good roads up there. In the month of May, we do require the people to bring up pickup trucks,
mm-hmm.
but later on in the summer, we do get a lot of cars.
So what do they need to bring in terms of, food, clothing? Obviously, we're talking about housekeeping cottages here.
Yes, these are housekeeping cottages. You bring up your own food and your bedding. All the beds have a mattress, hospital bed mattress covers.
Mm-hmm.
All your utensils are provided, your dishes, your pots, your pans, utensils, dish, soap, pan, soap, toilet paper. So just bring up your food and your fishing equipment. That's it.
And you're on your way. Perfect. So you can access it easily. And mm-hmm. how can our listeners, other than just Googling Bryson Lake Lodge, what ways can they find you and get in touch with you, Denis?
Well, our website is actually just lackbryson.com, so it's lacbryson.com, and we have a toll-free phone number. It's 855-683-1790.
Well, that is awesome. That's great, and thank you so much, Denny, for giving us a brief description of Bryson Lake Lodge. And for all you listeners, you can Google Bryson Lake Lodge, or you know, with the information that we've given you, you can get in touch with Denny anytime, and make sure you go up there and say hi and visit him sometime this year.
Excellent.
Thanks so much, Denny, and you have a great day.
You too.
We'll return with more Angler and Hunter Radio after these words from our sponsors.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit KingfisherMultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof. They're all at your Polaris dealer, and they're all on sale now during the Polaris XP sales event. For a limited time, rebates go as high as $1,400, and every new machine comes with a free one-year warranty. Take home a legendary Sportsman 570 ATV and get an $800 rebate. Or save $1,000 on Ranger XP 900, the world's top utility side-by-side. This is the perfect time to search the world's biggest off-road lineup and find the machine to match your passion for the off-road. It's the Polaris XP sales event. Rebates as high as $1,400 with a free one-year warranty on every new machine. Today is the best day to get Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs at your Polaris dealer. Offers valid in Canada, subject to credit approval, and valid on new 2008 through 2015 models. Good through 4/30/15. See dealer for details. Adult model vehicles are for helmeted riders age 16 and older.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
If it's turkey hunting supplies you need, come to TSE Stores. We're excited about turkey hunting season too. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSE Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Hey everybody, Mike D here from South Bend's Lunkerville. Don't forget to be a part of North America's largest fishing derby, the 35th annual Orillia Perch Festival in Orillia, Ontario. It's 22 days of fun and fishing from April 18th till May 9th. There's over $50,000 in cash prizes available, and other big prizes including a brand new Lund boat and a $3,500 shopping spree at Walmart. So come on down and say hi and go out and catch you some perch. For complete information, go to Orillia.com.
Welcome to the voice of Anglers and Hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings, and I caught up with Conservation Education Coordinator with the Mario Cortolucci Hunting and Fishing Heritage Center, Maribeth Burley, for the center's fifth birthday. So we are on the fifth
young birthday, fifth birthday of the Mario Cortellucci Hunting and Fishing Center. How did the idea for this heritage center come about?
Well, for many years, the OFH had the dream of building a place where families could come and learn about and celebrate our Hunting and Fishing Heritage Center. And they held several fundraising events and dinners, but they just weren't getting close to their financial goal. That's when Mario Cortellucci, an avid angler, an avid hunter, and OFH life member, stepped forward with the funds to build the facility, and the dream became a reality.
Yeah, and what a beautiful place. And as the listeners, our regular listeners know, the Angler and Hunter Radio is now here. It's part of our studio. And I see every day the school excursions and the people coming in and to enjoy the center. So what can guests expect, like our visitors who come to the center, what can they expect to experience, Maribeth?
Well, the first words we usually hear when people walk through the front doors is, wow, we've got a variety of stunning wildlife exhibits, Canadian wildlife. We've got the Shimano Warm Water Fish Aquarium, an impressive antique lure and waterfowl decoy exhibit, and the Toronto Sportsman Show Amphitheater, where we feature different speakers, seminars, and documentaries throughout the year. We've also got the Excalibur Archery Range, the Stoger Air Gun Range, right here on site, once again down in the lower level, where we teach first-time shooters the responsibility behind safe shooting.
And they're beautiful ranges. I've actually taught hunter education and Canadian firearms down here in the basement, and great facilities. What other opportunities are available, you know, besides the regular visitors that come? Is there other opportunities for people to take advantage of here at the Heritage Center?
Yeah, definitely. In addition to being a museum or a center where visitors can come and explore and learn, we also have a variety of youth programs, from our Get Outdoors Day Camps in August to our Wild March Break workshops. We host educational field trips throughout the year. And as a multi-use facility, you can rent the Heritage Center to host your own private function or corporate event. It provides an incredible atmosphere as we've got the elements of the great outdoors right here indoors.
Yeah, and I know in terms of having the facility for anything from a birthday party to a conference, the amphitheater is just, or I don't know if you call it an amphitheater, but the theater is beautiful. It's probably like state of the art as far as I could tell. And you also have a fishing pond.
That's right. Yeah, in the summer, we open from May long weekend right through till Thanksgiving. We've got a catch and release fishing pond supported by the OFAH OPG Tackle Share program. So for first-time anglers and for those who enjoy the sport, they can come out. We provide the fishing rods, the reel, the bait, and the tackle, and we can provide that experience barrier-free.
You know, it's as far as your imagination can take it. Team building, whatever you think you want it to be, just like fishing and hunting should be. And at a reasonable price that supports conservation. So how can our listeners get more information on this great facility?
Well, we invite listeners to visit our website, www.hfhc.ca, and we invite you all to stop by the Heritage Center for a visit the next time that you're in Peterborough.
Yeah, so happy birthday, Mario Cortellucci, Hunting and Fishing Heritage Center, and Maribeth Burley, thank you for running such a great facility.
Great, thank you.
The OFAH is hosting Fishing and Hunting Open Houses in Northern Ontario. The next one is Sunday, May 3rd, 2015 in Dryden, Ontario. OFAH Zone A is meeting at Dryden Legion on 34 Queen Street in Dryden, Ontario from 1 to 4 p.m. So grab a friend and join the OFAH for coffee and discussions about fishing and hunting issues that are important to you. These public events are free to attend. For more information, call 705-748-6324. If we had prevented the sea lamprey from entering the Great Lakes, we could be saving $16 million annually, not to mention the negative impact that they have on our $4.5 billion sport fishing industry. While prevention plays a big role in invasive species control, so does identification and eradication. As anglers and hunters, we all play an important role in controlling the invasion of alien species. Let's all do our part. Be safe. I'm Randy Jennings.
The Angler and Hunter Radio Show has been brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new hunting and fishing pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores. Yamaha. What kind of Yamaha are you? And by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence. Angler and Hunter Radio is a production of the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. please send your tall tales and comments to ahradio.ca.
Don't forget, you can check out past episodes of Angler & Hunter Radio on the web at anglerandhunterradio.ca or wrboradio.com.